Breakfast Club.
Man, what the hell is this, man?
Breakfast Club, bitches.
I'm glad they put y'all together. Y'all are like a mega force. Y'all just took over every...
Wake your punk ass up.
This Chris Brown. I've officially joined the Breakfast Club. Say something, mother...
I'm with it.
The world's most dangerous morning show. Breakfast Club, bitches.
Yo 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 yo.
Good morning, Angela Yee.
Good morning, DJ Envy.
Charlamagne the God.
Peace to the planet. Guess what day it is? Guess what day it is?
Hump day.
Yesterday is hump day.
You look tired and distraught and disheveled.
Yeah, I am.
You look like you just rolled out of a futon.
I did.
Jesus Christ. I'm still on a high from last night because I went to go see, what's it called, the St. Pablo tour?
Oh, you went to that?
Yeah, okay. I did go see that. First of all, Angela Yee, you really undersold this concert, by
the way. I told you it was a great show.
You said it was great, but I mean...
You didn't make me want to go.
Yeah, you didn't. You guys were going to.
No, I didn't go because I was like, Angela Yee didn't really say anything about it.
You undersold it. I really just went because, you know... I'm a fan of Kanye West. I'm going to hear the music. And
I said he did all his hit songs.
Yes.
He even went back and did Gold Digger, which was...
But the production, bro.
Yeah.
Like, we know he got the hits.
And I said he's on the floating stage.
Oh,
and
no. You undersold that.
Tell me. Give me more.
He's just on this floating stage throughout the whole show, and it's this mosh pit. And the only way I can describe the energy of the mosh pit, I got to take it back to early 2000s.
I told you the mosh pit... Hold on. I told you the mosh pit was great.
No, you didn't.
And I told you you guys should go in the mosh pit.
No, you didn't.
No, you didn't.
It reminded me of Onyx.
Oh, you were there. Yes. It was like...
I wasn't there. I seen it on Instagram.
Shut up. It was... Exactly. That's what I thought last night. I was like, yo, this is Onyx. Slam
I seen them run into each other, hitting each other, and jumping.
It's Little John, Crunk, Crime Mob, Trillville, whatever. I mean, it just had that energy. And I'm a guy that still listens to Crunk because I work out a lot. That's what I listen to when I'm in the gym. That's the only way I can describe the energy of that mosh pit last night at that Kanye West show. Absolutely not. I am a grown-ass man. Are you out of your damn mind?
I seen Swiss in there. Swiss was in the mosh pit.
Oh, God bless Swiss. Okay.
And I told y'all yesterday that everybody went in the mosh pit.
I didn't go in the mosh pit.
I did tell you guys.
You didn't tell us. I didn't want to go to the show. They called me yesterday. I was like, we have your tickets. I was like, you know what?
I treated the mosh pit like cocaine. Like, it looked good. It looked like everybody was having a good time, but it seemed like it had some long-term effects. So I just stayed away from it, but it looked amazing. But Kanye West, St. Pablo tour, drop one of Clues bombs for it, damn it. Amazing show.
Okay.
Amazing. Well, incredible.
If my son is listening, you're grounded. I just want to tell him that. You're grounded right now.
Why?
Well, today is his first day of school. Last night we had two papers to do, two book reports, and math homework that was a 75-page math assignment.
Oh, my daughter had five of those yesterday, five book reports. And her first day of school is today, which I don't understand, which lets me know I'm not as involved in her educational process as I could.
what you mean?
I was trying to figure out why the hell she got book reports if school starts tomorrow.
Well, they have a summer assignment.
Yeah, I know
homework
that.
Over the summer.
I know that
that's
now.
That's stupid. They shouldn't give
you
kids summer assignments.
No, like, I didn't.
It's
know
not
that.
Things. Summer vacation means summer vacation. You know they're going to wait to the last day and have their parents do it with them. That is stupid.
No, my daughter reads all summer because I don't let my daughter watch TV on the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, during the week. So all she does is read during the week. Like, she runs through books. So it was nothing for her to do.
So the whole
report.
Time you're watching TV all during the week.
I don't watch TV during the week like that.
I feel like you always come in and say, I watch this, I watch that.
I don't watch TV during the week like that.
I really ain't got no time to watch TV.
I don't want to watch Atlanta last night on FX. But I didn't because I was at the Kanye West show, which, by the way, was a lifesaver because yesterday was my 2-year wedding anniversary, right?
That was your date?
You know I forgot.
You're crazy.
Listen,
wow.
My mom texted me at
happy
like 8 o'clock and she was like, happy 2-year. And I'm like, huh? So I turned to G-Spin, who's one of our bosses at Posse. I said, yo.
You're bugging, yo.
But luckily, we was at the concert. My wife was with me last night.
So she thought you planned that for your 2-year anniversary.
I don't know what she thought, but I am.
Well, you're Jehovah's Witness.
What I got to do with anything? My
you
wife
don't celebrate holidays.
My wife does.
This guy over here. Right. Whoa.
Hey, man, I forgot. It's only been 2 years. Give me a minute.
Did you give her anything? Did you tell her happy anniversary?
I did tell her happy anniversary. Absolutely.
And then they went to see Kanye.
And then you took it to
No, we was already at Kanye.
Go.
Yes. You know, I'm gonna tell you what happened. My man Steve, salute to Steve, that $2 Steve that be passing out $2 bill. He goes, so how long y'all been married? I go, 2 years today.
Yo.
I didn't forget. Two years
to $2.
You are this guy.
He's playing with a $2 bill.
He's playing with his life.
It happens.
No, 2 years of marriage.
Listen, I've been with my wife since 1998, since high school.
Right.
Okay, this marriage thing, we always been married.
It's new to you.
It's new, it's all right. 2 year anniversary, okay.
And he also forgot to invite us to the wedding, if you recall.
I didn't actually.
He invited us the week before.
Well, he had to make sure he had his family out of the way, and then the leftover tickets he invited.
That's
us.
Right. But see? The moral of the story is drop one of Clues bombs for Kanye West St. Pablo tour. I know what I did on my 2 year anniversary.
There you go. Happy anniversary.
That's what I did.
We got front page news. This guy's crazy.
We're going to talk about the new iPhones, watches, and Macs that are coming out. They announced that at the Apple event.
All right. Here's Tory Lanez. Love is the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Hey!
Morning, everybody. It's DJ MV Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. And don't forget, Regina Hall, actress, will be joining us this morning.
Drop one of Clues bombs for Regina Hall. I need everybody on their best behavior. Regina Hall is a woman of a certain age.
You tell that to yourself.
I need y'all to show the proper respect. Listen, I'm trying to evolve, okay? I don't want to be an a-hole my whole life, all right?
That's a lie.
I don't want to be a scumbag my whole life, all right? I'm trying to evolve and grow.
Well, a toast to you.
Yeah, it's a toast to me. You know I lost it when that record came on.
I know you
last
night. Did.
When Kanye performed that, that's my anthem. Okay, I felt I was mad. I ain't had no drink. I couldn't throw it in no cup up to be like a toast.
Right, you should have went to the mosh pit. I'm really disappointed in it, and that you not going to the mosh pit.
You wouldn't have went down there either, Envy.
I grew up. I'm from South Carolina. I grew up mosh pitting. Okay,
I would have went down there.
Crunk was our lifestyle. I'm cool on that. God bless. That's a young man's game.
Let's get to front page news. New phones, watches, and Macs today.
Right. Well,
they got a new phone, iPhone 7?
Slow down. I'm going to tell you exactly what's going on. Now, today, Apple is going to have a press event. It's going to be live streamed, and that starts at 10 a.m. Pacific. So I guess, what time is that here? 1 o'clock.
Man, you know I can't do Eastern. No damn math.
Now, the new iPhones are going to have minor upgrades from the previous model.
So it's no
7. So they're not going to totally redesign it. The 7 actually...
Christmas.
Yeah. Well, next year. They're saying 2017.
Okay.
All right. Just so you guys know. So the iPhone is going to have more power, more memory on the entry-level edition, a dual camera system for improved photography, and there's no headphone jack. That's going to be crazy. So that's going to make the phone slimmer. But you know what else that means?
What?
That means you have to get new headphones.
Wi-Fi? They're Wi-Fi headphones?
No, they actually are going to fit directly into the Lightning charging port. Or you have to do it through your Bluetooth.
I don't even know what that means.
That's stupid. So if your phone is dead, you can't listen to music and charge your phone at the same time.
I guess not. Unless you do it through the Bluetooth.
That's dumb.
All I know is when they're going to make the phone that causes the hologram of the person to actually come out of the phone, like a little, like the whole body of the person.
Oh, that'd be dope.
That'd be dope. That's what I'm waiting
soon,
on.
Soon be.
FaceTime and all soon that come. Is cute, but wait till you can talk to a person's whole body. Remember how on Star Wars when, who was that? Yoda? Obi-Wan Kenobi.
Obi-Wan Kenobi.
Yeah, that's what I want.
He said Obi-Wan. Obi-Wan.
Salute to OG-Wan one time. Rock Nation, what's happening?
Now let's talk about the student killed at Juve.
Man, this is terrible. She was an all-American college student. And the reason that she got shot, she actually had told a man to stop grinding against her.
What?
Yes.
Really?
At the Juve before the West Indian Day Parade.
So he shot her?
She's a St. John's University student, Tiara Poya. Man. She told the guy, get off me. Her friends were walking ahead of her. It was 4:15 in the morning. They heard a shot, and then they saw her fall. And she had been shot in the eye at close range.
Damn. What's wrong with you niggas, man?
It was a 20-year-old man who shot
her.
They actually got him yesterday morning.
He should fry.
They should throw him under the jail. I mean, I'm speaking from a perspective of a man who has two daughters who will one day grow breasts, that it's going to be guys that want to grind up on him. And I would hope that my daughter can say no without being shot or assaulted in any way.
In the eye. That
is
crazy.
Reginald Moyes was arrested. He has 5 sealed prior arrests. He went to his girlfriend's house first in Crown Heights after shooting her, and he said, asked one of his friends, would you mind if I put my gun into your apartment? So sources did identify the friend and all of that.
See, the thing is, man, when people like that, you can't give people like that any more chances. Like, it's over for that
No
guy.
Way.
You either throw him under the jail or you kill him. One of the two. Like, he's exhausted his privilege called life.
Definitely,
it's over.
They definitely said
Reginald
forever.
Allegedly told his friends, I think I shot somebody on the parade route. I didn't know the gun was loaded.
Really? So what the hell was you carrying around the gun for?
Why'd you pull it out? Why'd you pull the trigger?
I was carrying a gun. I didn't know it was loaded. What's the point of having the gun?
That
you going to pistol whip somebody? You going to throw it at somebody?
Stupid.
All because the girl didn't want to dance with you?
Didn't want you grinding on her.
Mm-mm. Women, listen, man. I say it all the time. Women got it hard out here in these streets, bro.
All right.
Hard.
Damn it, man.
Well, and who's there to defend her because she don't want to get grinded on, so now she got to get shot. Like, who's there to defend her and be like, yo, fall back, leave her alone. It's like every girl needs a personal security guard.
Tell them why your mad's up next. 800-585-1051. If you're upset, you need to vent. Phone lines are wide open. Call up 800-585-1051. Tell them why you're mad. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
I'ma tell you why, man. I'ma tell you why I'm mad. I'm mad because I hung out in the club last night and there was so many good girls in there. Yo, for real, we don't need none of y'all good girls in the club. We need loose girls, we need drug girls, we need sloppy girls. We need girls that's just gonna go all the way. We don't need none of y'all nice girls in there. Go home. Go away. Talk about it. And tell me why you mad. Breakfast Club, for real.
Yo, Envy, what's up? This is Brandon from Ohio.
What's up, bro? Tell them why you mad.
Man, I can't really say I'm mad, but I'm irritated, man. My wife in labor right now, and it's like... She's been in labor for the past week.
Imagine how she feels. I don't even want to hear no more from you. You sound selfish as hell. Your wife's in labor, but you're irritated.
Where are you?
He's been there the whole week.
I don't care. I don't matter.
I'm trying to be a good dad and be there. So, man, I done missed out on so much money behind this.
First of all, I'm not congratulating you for what you're supposed to do, which is be there for your child and your mother. Is this your first one?
No, it's the second one. That's why it's like,
The second one should still be special.
Like,
when you get to number five, that's when you start slacking off a little bit. But number two, is a boy or girl?
Two little girls.
Oh, girl, okay.
Bro, ask your wife what she want for breakfast. Go get it and get your ass back by that bed and relax your nerve.
What you want for breakfast, baby? No, we on the way.
Oh, shit.
She's right there.
Let me speak to her. Put her on the phone.
Hold on, if you want to talk to you. Hold on, baby.
Congratulations, mama.
Thank you.
Congratulations.
Oh, you're in labor right now. Breathe, breathe, breathe. Put your chin in your chest and breathe.
I just want you to know that your man is very selfish, okay? He has no reason to be irritated. You're the one that should be irritated. You're the one in labor.
That's what I said.
Don't worry. Once you pop it out, just let him know that baby don't look like you, huh? Put a little pressure on him.
All right, chin in your chest and act like you're making a poop. Ready?
She sounds like she's going
through
it.
Two, three, go.
I'm done.
All right.
She said, I'm done.
What type of man are you, bruh? Hey. If you see your woman in labor, do not call a damn radio station and put her on the phone.
Emmy's been there five times, okay? Yeah, he can tell you exactly what to do.
And I missed a lot of... I missed bread canceling. You know how I
Who
love bread
cares?
So much.
You're supposed to. It's the birth of your child.
Hello, who's this?
This is Big Corn from the South Bronx.
Big
good, Envy?
Corn, what up? Tell him why you mad, bro.
Yeah, I want to say that, Envy, you definitely undersold this concert. I've been to many concerts, and this concert right here had to be the best thing ever. Like, how you float on the stage the whole concert?
You're pretty pissed off
about
that.
I just want to say, even before I went to the concert, I told you guys that people were saying this was
you
a great concert with the floating stage.
Did. You undersold it.
Shout out to Natina.
And I'm going
to
keep it real. When I go to things and y'all haven't seen it, y'all don't really care.
No, we do if you say it was amazing. You guys don't really listen. Natina called me last night, Charlamagne, and said, yo, E, do you want the tickets? I got tickets for you and your two kids. And I was like... I got to drive to this city. Angela, he didn't realize. Like,
don't even blame
I
me.
I went last night, and I will say without a shadow of a doubt, that's the best concert of any genre I've ever been to.
And I want
to
say the main thing y'all kept asking me was, is there a VIP? Where are we going to be at? Da-da-da-da-da. And it's not really a VIP.
I never asked for no VIP.
You didn't ask you that?
Yes, you guys did.
No, we didn't.
Y'all both asked me that.
No, we didn't.
You guys are lying now.
We asked you how the show was. You said you were on stage near the mosh pit.
I was in section 119, minding my damn business. But all I know is it was perfect time, 2 hours, Kanye by himself, no guests, and that production was phenomenal. It felt like he was in a spaceship.
Tell them why you're mad. 800-585-1051. If you're upset, you need to vent, call us now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
That was Bryson Tiller with Don't. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Again, if you're listening, you're grounded. There should be no way in hell. You had all summer long to do 2 book reports and a 75-page math sheet, and you wait till yesterday to do it.
Well, why didn't you ask him that prior to yesterday?
If I was your son, I'd have just blamed it on you. I'm like, Dad, you had us on vacation for a month.
Right. You didn't ask him? Like, you don't have no work to do?
You should have your own work. He's seven. He's in the seventh grade.
You waited until the day before to find out?
Yeah, well, that's what I did all night last night.
Well, you're in trouble too, Envy.
You know what I was thinking about last night when I was at the Kanye West St. Pablo tour? I was thinking that a lot of those kids, that was the first time they've been introduced to a mosh pit.
Probably.
Because, you know, I grew up in South Carolina. That's home. So it's like we grew up in that crunk era. So it was always a lot of slam dancing right. and like the mosh pit style vibe. Last night was the first time a lot of those kids were probably introduced to a mosh pit. And all I saw last night when I looked in that mosh pit was energy.
Absolutely energy
that they'll never forget.
But don't they always do that at like the MTV Awards and all of that? They
have not a mosh pit like
that. Not
in
like
the front
that.
Where they have the super fans.
No way.
Not where they're jumping into each other,
I mean,
running.
Slam dancing, and pushing each other, lifting each other up on each
and
other's shoulders.
And if you
shoulders,
ever been to a rave...
That was a hip-hop rave last night.
Well, really? Have you ever been to some of the festivals?
Maybe
really
one of some of those festivals, yeah, but as a hip-hop show?
That's the energy Kanye captured in the Garden last night. The only energy I can describe for it is crunk. And nobody's exaggerating when they say this is probably the best concert they ever seen in their life. Because I can say this is the best concert I've ever seen in my life. That production was crazy.
Okay.
Just the fact that him floating on the stage the whole time and then the lights and stuff flipping and turning like a spaceship landing in the garden. Crazy.
Wow. All right. Well, when we come back, Rumaji?
Yes, we are going to talk about 50 Cent. Now, for some reason, he's going at somebody else. I'm going to tell you who came to this person's defense. Also, we'll talk about Stevie J. Apparently, he got sentenced. We'll tell you what he's been ordered to do now.
Okay. Also, Regina Hall will be joining us next hour, so don't go anywhere. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. This is The Rumor Report with Angela Yee. Rumor has it.
So listen up. Well, with Power going really strong, you know, Empire is coming back, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so 50 Cent posted a picture of Vivica Fox. He said, I don't know why people would want to cross me. I would stay out of my way if I wasn't me because I'm going to keep winning. I think they do it for attention. Then they get more attention than they want. I told you Power was the show to watch. Now Empire, LOL, forget it. Hashtag effing vodka. I don't know if you saw the picture.
I did see that picture.
That
and everybody came to Vivica's defense. Don't come to her defense. Come to the lady on the left defense. Who is that lady?
Oh, that wasn't Vivica?
No, that's not Vivica, man. The lady on the left is the person that needs to be offended by that picture.
She had botched cosmetic surgery.
Yeah.
So I guess he was posting that picture of her. Now, Taraji P. Henson did come to Vivica's defense. She said, I probably should leave this alone, but I despise bullies. Never understood that crabs in a barrel syndrome. But at least some aren't falling for the silly BS. I don't know what about y'all, but I really love to see other people win. So sad. Use your power to unite the people and uplift us all. Do better. There is always room for all. 50 Cent, I'll advise because I'm proud of your accomplishments, black man. Maybe your comment is blocking your blessings. Hashtag Emmys.
I like all Taraji's points, but why come to Vivica's defense? Come to the defense of the lady with the messed up cosmetic surgery.
But not only that, they were a couple, so we don't know what happened, what Vivica said. They were a couple.
She did accuse 50 of all kinds of things.
See what I'm saying? So they're going to go back and forth with each other. That's what it is. You can't say one thing and don't expect the worst to come to you.
There's nothing Vivica can ever say to slander 50.
But Vivica, Taraji was more so probably defending her show Empire as well.
There's nothing Vivica can ever say to slander 50 simply because Vivica put her tongue in 50's butt. I keep telling y'all, if you let a girl toss your salad, she can never talk bad about you again in the history of life, because all you got to do is say, yeah, but you ate my butt, though.
All right, well, Vivica Fox responded, thanks, my darling sis, Taraji P. Henson. I love you tons. When they go low, we go high.
What about the lady with the cosmetic surgery, the botched cosmetic surgery?
She got a stretch.
Who came to her defense?
Nobody. She got a stretch.
Nobody cares?
She knows her face got botched. That was the whole point of her doing botched, right?
Damn it.
Oh, that was a show?
Yeah, she had botched cosmetic surgery. Oh. That's showing what could go wrong. All right, now let's talk about Keisha Knight Pulliam versus Ed Hartwell, her estranged husband. She is saying that he needs to go to jail, okay, because apparently he hasn't been paying the money that he's supposed to be paying her. They had agreed on a certain amount of money, and then he came by the house trying to get his belongings. She wasn't home, but she had instructed her mother not to allow him in the house. Instead, she left his packed belongings inside boxes, which were left in the garage for him to retrieve. So they had rented the house together. They were married for 6 months. He said some of his things were missing. He called the police to help him enter the house, and that's how he managed to collect the rest of his things with the police escort. He said his feelings were hurt, and he thought that Keisha was being petty.
Damn shame how those Huxtables turned out, man. When Cliff caught those rape charges, I knew it was all downhill from there. Somebody check on Bud, please.
Oh, stop it.
All right, well, she does want him to go to jail, though, because she's supposed to get some money. We don't know what that amount is. It's confidential, but she thinks he should go to jail because he never paid that money that they agreed upon. too much drama for 6 months of marriage.
Too much drama for Rudy Huxtable. I would have never thought this would happen.
All right, and Stevie J has been ordered to rehab, followed by home detention. All of that is because he violated his bail terms. Now, he was using drugs while awaiting trial. He didn't pay over $1 million in child support. They had told him the next time he's caught, he's going to go straight to prison. And there you have it. He's going to rehab now. And then after that, he's going to be at home.
Why do you wait to send Stevie J to rehab now? All these years, he's been having sex with that young man, Jocelyn, and trying to convince us that that was a woman. And now they're just going to send him to rehab?
Well, that's not illegal.
That is true. Yeah. But still, the fact that he kept trying to convince
us. And Jocelyn is pregnant, so there's no way.
So she is a woman.
Allegedly.
She is.
She got a surrogate, man. It's a pit bull holding them babies right now.
Stop it.
All right. Well, that is your rumor report. I'm Angela Yee.
All right. Thank you, Miss Yee. Now, when we come back, we have actress. You might know her from Best Man. Think Like a Man, Paid in Full.
Malibu's Most Wanted.
Scary Movie.
And her new Paid in Full
movie, When the Bow Breaks, this Friday.
And she's beautiful, God.
Regina Hall.
Amazing. I want everybody on their best behavior, okay? Remember, this is a woman of a certain age.
Well, tell yourself that.
I am. That's who I'm talking to. I want everybody to be on their best behavior. Show some respect, okay?
You know, I ain't gonna say it.
Say it.
So I was trying to explain to my wife. I was like, yeah, Regina Hall. She was like, who's Regina Hall?
Your wife don't know who Regina Hall is?
I had to be like,
how you got a Jamaican wife if you don't know who Regina Hall is?
I'm gonna tell you. She was like, she's the black female Morris Chestnut. Like, she's in all the black movies. She was like, which one? I said, she was in Set It Off. I said, not Queen Latifah.
She wasn't in Set It Off.
I know.
She was not in Set It Off, sir. I need you to shut up sometime with your beige brain. I don't like the way your beige brain works.
You asked me to explain it when I explained it to
you. You're not even explaining it remotely right.
I thought she was in Set It Off.
You named some movies that she wasn't in.
First of all, Vivica A. Fox, Queen Latifah, Jada Pinkett Smith, Kimberly Elise. That's who was in Set It Off.
Kimberly Elise. That's what I
If you're black, you know those people.
I knew three.
And if you're black, you know Regina Hall.
So you got her confused with Kimberly.
I definitely got her confused.
Regina Hall is amazing. I don't know what you're talking about, bruh.
I didn't say she wasn't amazing.
She's a shining star
to me. I just could have sworn she was in Set It Off.
She was not
you guys,
in Set It Off.
I knew she wasn't Vivica
this
Fox.
This is not starting off well.
She was Ace's wife in Paid in Full. She was Brenda in Scary Movie.
I know. I just, you know, forget
she
it.
She was Sandra, I think, and Chandra in Malibu's Most
She
Wanted.
Was Candy in The Best Man.
Candy in The Best Man.
Tastes like candy.
Like, Regina Hall's she's been around. I love Regina Hall.
Okay.
And Morris Chestnut got a sitcom on. I mean, not a sitcom, but a show on Fox. Bro.
I didn't say he didn't. I just said he's in all the black
films.
I don't
like films. That black. Shut up. I don't even like you no more right now. I'm not talking
you. You never
like
me anyway.
You're powering down.
When we come back, Regina Hall. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
That was Bryson Tiller with Exchange. Yeah. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We got a special guest in the building.
Yep.
Miss Regina Hall.
You're really fine in person, damn it.
Oh, thanks. See, he waited to tell me that on air, so now I'm all
blessed. Yeah, I mean, I knew you were fine on TV, and we always look at your pictures like, damn, she's fine, but no, you're really fine in person.
We actually both saw
she
her at the...
I am.
A little bit. But not only is she attractive and talented, but also funny with a good personality, as we've seen you display time and time again.
Yeah, you gave a great speech at... What was that?
The Ween Awards.
The Ween Awards.
Y'all were at the Ween Awards?
I had gotten into a really bad car accident on the way there. I had to give Roxy hers.
Yeah. Oh, that's
But I still showed up, but I was real disheveled.
Yeah.
Is that when you got hit by a car?
Yes, by a bus.
I do.
Oh, yeah.
Did you sue?
No. We took care of it. Their insurance took care of it. It wasn't that bad. It just had me a little shook up.
I would have still been maimed. You're
damn right.
She said I would have been maimed.
Get that money. Why not? Now, I was reading an article in the Washington Post, and they said you might be the best actress that people don't know about.
Damn.
Well, not people. Of course, black people. We know. The white people. Yeah.
I don't know. It was a very nice article, though.
It was.
I'm from D.C. It was a nice article. I don't know. I just know my agent uses it to send around and get more jobs.
Gotcha.
He sends the article around a lot.
Now, the new movie that comes out this Friday, When the Bow Breaks, tell us about this movie.
Are you going to go see it?
I feel like they keep making the same movie every 2 years.
I ain't ask you all that. I didn't ask him none of that. That was a yes or no. You could have even said maybe.
I posted a nice gift of you.
Now you gotta go. You did? Thank you.
Of you crying.
You know what? You've been going to see the same superhero movie. I bet you saw Captain Evil and Iron Man and Superman and Superman 2 and Superman versus Batman.
But it's always different
Batman hit Captain America.
Huh? Like, these movies all got the same plot
line. Wait, hold on.
Crazy boyfriend, crazy man.
No, that's not what happens in this movie.
It's actually not what happens. That is true. That is not what happens.
Well, explain to the people what the movie's about.
Are you going to go see it?
Not really.
I'm gonna go.
That's
see
why
it.
They can't get more black movies made.
This
black
is it.
People don't support black movies.
First of all,
y'all don't have no dates. You got a ring.
I'm not a wife. I got five kids.
I hope your wife takes you to see it.
Charlamagne, you should see it just because he claims that he looks like Morris Chestnut.
You do not look like
that. Who claims that? First of all, I don't claim that. Okay.
Who claims that?
Who said it?
Do he look like Morris? Let's clear this up right now, Regina. Does he look like Morris Chestnut?
Let me look.
Hold on.
Do it again. Do it again. Let me see if it changes something.
Oh, you put some lotion on.
Tell us about the movie, please.
Okay. Okay, so When the Bow Breaks, which everyone here is going to see,
right.
It's actually not what you think, and it's not the 10th time it's been made, but it's actually a thriller. It's about a couple who's been struggling with fertility, which is a really big... Well, you don't... He don't want to see it because he got five
I
kids.
Got five
very
kids.
Fertile.
You can't
very
even fertile. Understand the plot line, but this is about the woman, in this case, is struggling mm-hmm. with infertility, but... So they decide to hire a surrogate.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Ooh, surrogate is that something you would like ever crazy. Consider? Like in real
would
life?
Would I hire a surrogate?
Yeah.
I guess.
Not after this
You know,
movie.
She, I know. She, the, this Laura, who I play, she's had three miscarriages. So mm-hmm. she's tried to carry her own child.
Got gotcha. You.
And mm-hmm. she just hasn't been able to.
That would be something I'm concerned about, though, if you get a surrogate.
Oh, I thought you were going to say that's something I would do.
No. The surrogate getting attached to the child. Right. That's just natural. That's just a natural
See?
Thing to do.
That's true, but actually, you know, what happens is the legalities of it. Because the truth is...
Why did she take her jacket? Now Charlamagne looks like a pervert.
No, I'm not.
Charlamagne has
oh, my God.
You're a perv, man.
Why am I a pervert?
Okay,
like, Jesus Christ. Christ.
A pervert, is that you? Oh, I like that shirt.
You want me to stand up so you can see my chest? Hold on. All right.
I just like that.
Okay.
That's a nice shirt.
Thank you. Love for free.
Love for free.
Cost nothing to love.
That's why you won't take them to the movies. It costs at least the movie to get some love. You at least got to no, take... You're not taking them on a date.
No, I'm married. I just you know...
No, you're not going to take your wife to the movies?
I would go see it because you're in it.
There we
no,
go.
I'm serious. I would go see That's it because... Cool. I would go see it because it's you and Morris Chestnut.
But did you see how supportive she is? She was like, I'm going.
I support Until black
Until you
movies.
Leave,
nope,
and she'd be
I
like, I'll wait. Can I come on Netflix? Come on. They show it rerunning
but you
on TV
know what?
One.
She had the courtesy to at least... say she was going to go. Yeah, I appreciate
that. I am going to go see it.
I do want to see it, though, only because you and Mara Chestnut in it.
Was the woman living in the house with you guys, the surrogate?
That's
a weird thing.
All right. The surrogate is actually engaged herself to be married.
Mm-hmm.
And she and her boyfriend have some issues. So she comes to live in our guest house.
Nice. Mm-hmm.
Mm. So but at that point, my last embryo is in her body, so...
So y'all are rich. You guys have a guest house and everything.
We do well.
Okay.
Now, you asking for your man to smash your chick if you move her on the property like that.
You think so?
That's a lot of temptation.
I don't think so. Not when I'm in the room.
Yeah, I mean.
I'm not really threatened by it.
But did he smash her? I thought he did smash her looking at the preview.
You know what? You got to go ask your friends who go see the movie because I know you're not going to see it. So when your friends go and they come back, y'all can ask her. You can ask her what happened.
Yes, I'll let you know. Now, let me ask you this. Let's say you did, you know, with your man. Would you have an issue with somebody, like another woman being in the house with him if you're not home in real life?
Who like, does that?
Well, you know what? The thing is, the truth is, the intention was never that.
Mm-hmm.
The intention is she's a woman, a young girl who's engaged, and she lives with her fiancé, and they have their own life. But things that happen in the movie, which I cannot reveal right now.
She breaks up with her boyfriend or something.
No, it's actually not that. But she is forced, and we don't really have a choice, because at that point, it's the safety of the baby. And like I said, it is the last embryo. I think what it's more a testament to is what a woman will do when it comes to protecting or saving her child, whether it's unborn or not.
Okay.
All right, when we come back, we have more with Regina Hall. We're going to talk about roles in Hollywood. Is it bad for black women? We'll talk about it when we come back. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. That was Terror Squad with Lean Back. Morning, everybody. It's DJ MV Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We have Regina Hall in the building. Now, Charlamagne?
Is it a lot of limited roles for black females, like they say?
I mean, I'm sure if people say it, then it exists, you know? I would never sit here, even if my experience wasn't that, to say no. I mean, you know, it's tough. It's competitive for any race. Even when there are more roles, it's a limited number of people that work. White, black, male, female. It's tough in general, but you wish there were more, but it's hard to be more when the people who look like you don't go see your movie.
I was going to ask you that because people don't really support.
The problem is right here. But you know what? I'm going to say this. That's not true. Like, our movies actually do really well.
They do really
well. And so our people really do support. I mean, there are exceptions.
I've seen every movie
you see my hand. I don't mean on cable. I can watch it on cable.
I saw Paid in Full in theaters.
You did?
I saw it About Last Night in theaters.
Okay.
And I didn't go see the scary movies.
Did
that
you
ain't
go
really
see
my
Things
thing.
Like a Man?
I definitely saw Things Like a Man 1 and 2 in theaters.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Okay. All right. But yes, just not this one. Okay.
No, I'm not saying I'm not going to see this one.
You
I'm
did. You did.
Like,
no, I said, are you going to see it? And you said no.
It just seemed like I've seen this one. Like, it seemed like Michael.
But I don't understand what movie
it's nothing like. It's nothing like Perfect Guy. You're just saying it because you saw Morris.
Morris is a perfect guy, too? I know Michael Healy was in it. Morris was in that, too?
Well, you didn't know
and
that
it's
your
like the
twin
Idris
was
and
in?
Beyonce one. It's like it's all...
That's
like,
what it seems because it seems like
it's
that.
Awesome.
Oh,
like
I can see
like
that.
Movie.
But it's really not the same at all.
Gotcha. You get tired of doing the quote-unquote black movies?
No. All
no
my
one
checks
the
cash the same. No, you know what? No, I don't think it does. I feel like this, and I always say this. People are like, would you consider a black movie? Like, I don't care if it's called a black movie. Like, I don't feel like a black movie is any less. I mean, obviously, I want movies that reach as many people as it can, but I love independent movies, and those don't reach the masses either. But I still think independent movies are amazing. So, which I did an independent movie, and I know y'all didn't see that either.
What was the name of it?
And it wasn't black. It was white.
Was it people racist things?
This is it. Why am I not just here
is
with
the
her?
The Sundance Film Festival.
Who, did it have to be these? Because I don't know why they're here. I think I just should have been with
what
you.
What was it
called? I'm not going to lie. After I saw you at the Ween Awards and saw you give your speech and everything, I thought you were very engaging and very funny in real life. So I was like, let me go back and look at.
So she ain't even know you till last year.
See, I knew
you for a long time. She didn't know you till last year.
I always knew who Regina Hall was, but I never heard her personally outside of her roles speak. I thought she was very comedic, very funny, and very powerful. So I was like, okay, that's somebody I'm going to follow up on.
I agree with her.
And she's going to continue. And look, he's
I actually even came back to work and said that I thought she did a great job. And
you did.
And she really stood out.
You did.
Well, you know what? You inspired some, not all. Because these two.
It's not true.
But no, it's not like that. It's the same. You know, listen, a thriller is a thriller. But, you know, that doesn't mean that the plot lines are all the same. You kind of have to see it to see what the difference is.
Do you like dramatic roles or comedic roles?
I mean, I love them both. I mean, I didn't act to just play one.
Was it ever a point when you was playing Brenda on Scary Movie that you was like, I'm just going to do this for the check? This ain't really challenging. I'm just doing it.
No, I love playing Brenda. Some roles you do for fun. Like, I love Anna Faris. You know, at the first two, I love the weigh-ins. So, you know, it doesn't have to be grueling to be good. And I think, you know, me and Anna did the first four. When they did the last one, you know, I did not do that one. That would have felt like it was for the check because I didn't have, you know, Brenda needs Cindy. And that kind of inspiration that we kind of get off of each other to be able to work together and collaborate wasn't there. But no, I had fun. I mean, some things are just, you know, you're like, oh, I'm going to go and get to have a good time for a few months.
Don't you think you outgrow some roles, though, but in people's mind you haven't? So, like, they still run up on you like you, Brenda or Chandra from Malibu Wanted?
I do get a lot of Chandra.
I'm glad I nixed that idea then, because we had somebody in this room who wanted a white guy that works here to walk up to you and just start rapping, and I was like, don't do that. Taylor, would you like to speak now, or would you like to...
He had to talk her out of it.
For whatever she thought, that was the greatest idea in the world.
Sometimes I don't necessarily remember it. I wouldn't have known. Somebody came
What'd I tell you?
I wouldn't have known.
She got to go remember what you're talking about.
I wouldn't have remembered. Somebody ran up on me, and they were like, oh my goodness, you Ace Boogie's baby mom. And I was like, I said, oh no, I'm sorry. You must have me confused with someone else. I had forgotten all about
you did that role. Now, what about in The Best Man, right? There was an issue with a sex tape that you had done. Everybody was looking at it while you were there. Embarrassing, humiliating situation. Mm-hmm. Have you ever sent out anything that was a little like, oop, the naked picture?
Man, we wish.
No.
So we don't have to worry about none of that surfacing?
No.
You have a boyfriend?
Damn, you personal.
Because he said send out.
Why are you so personal?
Hold on. I just want to say, I know who her boyfriend is.
Nah, the reason I say that is because, you know, if you got a boyfriend, you got to send out a nude every once in a while.
I know who her man is.
Did you just say Zeus?
You're talking about my dog.
I was about to say, that must be a big monster named Zeus. I'm like, what do you look like?
I do have a dog that's pretty gorgeous.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And he's a big love in my life. But yeah, no, everything on all fronts is very good.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. So you don't send your man no nudes when he, because you travel a lot.
You want to say, Nick, mind your business, but you keep pushing. You just keep
No, I'm saying that, I'm saying that there's nothing that's going to surface. No, I'm saying there's nothing that's going to surface.
Because I do remember at the Ween Awards, you said something to the effect of you pray for a good man or something like that.
Oh, I was, yeah. Well, you know what? I will say that a lot of women, especially African-American women, but I think it's all women, are single.
Mm-hmm.
And I have a lot of friends who are waiting for the right person. But, you know, there's a difference between who you date, who you marry.
Why do you think pickings are so slim for African-American women?
I don't find the pickings.
Yeah, I don't think they're slim either.
I'm talking to African-American women.
I think that it may be a quality of man.
Got you.
I don't think it's just quantity.
Finding a man to take you to movies and stuff
Yeah.
Does success play a part in it? Like, you need somebody to be successful
you
with you?
You need a man. Usually a man needs to be comfortable with your success. And if he doesn't have his own, he won't be.
Is it true at one point you wanted to leave Hollywood to be a nun? Oh, that was just you being funny. What?
No, I wanted to be a nun when I was little, and then I wanted to do it again when I got older.
Really?
Why did you want to be? What made you want to be a nun?
I don't know. I think I had a past life as like a, because I can go for like months on like this being like deep spiritual space.
Meaning no sex.
Like Catholic school nun pop you with the ruler?
Yeah, of course, no sex, huh?
Like nun, Catholic school nun hit you with the ruler, nun?
And I wasn't looking at like a Catholicism necessarily.
Mm-hmm.
I could see having a really happy life. Going like having a spiritual vocation,
but no sex. You got to go all the way. You just can't.
I mean,
you wish you flipped her hands. She's like,
no, I'm gonna say this. You know, sex is cool, right? But we've all had it.
No, I'm saying like it's just water. Or something. Yeah, like
that's the end of the story.
No, I'm saying it's not like life changing. It may be for a minute, and then it just goes into more like, oh, okay.
Percentage wise, how important is sex in a relationship to you? Could you be with somebody who wasn't good in bed and be happy?
She said yeah.
I did not say yeah. Uh-huh. All I know is he wasn't going to see the movie. I think it's very important, but I think connection is what makes is what makes the experience. I don't think it's the act of sex. I think it's the connection between the two people.
All right, keep it locked. We got more with Regina Hall. When we come back, we're going to be talking more about her new movie, so don't go anywhere. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. You and Sanaa cool, right? Y'all close?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Let me show you.
It's like, weird if you guys are ever up for like the same
Let me show
role.
You what he want to ask you. Hold on.
No, we are. No, we're not. You know what? I'm sure we've been up for the same roles, but we're really supportive. Like, all right. You know, for my friends in the business, like, I'm always happy when she gets something and.
Look, Regina.
No, because we kind of get
options. I'll rock with you, so I ain't going to do this to you.
Okay.
We all put together questions before the interview.
Don't say we all.
That's what he wanted to ask.
So him. We have never been in a lesbian relationship.
They embarrassing me because that's not
what I have
that.
Never, ever. I have never. We are like sisters. The lesbian rumor started.
That's not me.
Because my house was being renovated, so now I was away working. I ended up, I think on an interview, I said, I'm living with Sanaa, which I was,
because
my house, which was supposed to take a month, ended up taking 3 months. It's funny because we actually laughed about the rumor. I think we made jokes about it all the time.
I never heard that until I saw it on that paper when they bought that. I'm gonna be honest with you.
I never heard it.
I never heard that one ever in my
life. Oh, well, let me see that paper.
Yeah, you want to see?
There's anything else on there.
So now that you know I'm not a lesbian, will you go see When the Bell Breaks?
I would have seen it regardless.
It might have been better if it was you as a lesbian.
Why would it be better?
Yeah, why would it have been better?
Because then it might be a potential threesome popping off in the movie between Morris and Sarah.
You know, this thing with men, I don't know how y'all got that. It's something happened. There must have been some male shortage. Because it's making girls kissing each other in front of y'all. Y'all are getting way too much.
Why are you hating?
What is it? Cop a squat, squats on Instagram, like roses. It's too much.
How you feel about this new Instagram
That's
era.
Why you don't need to send no pictures to your man anymore. You just could send him somebody's page.
Like, yeah.
Go look at her.
How do I feel about Instagram?
Yeah.
Listen, every coin has a flip side. There are great things about it. I'm not that, you know, well-versed in social media, but, you know, it's a different world. You have kids?
Two daughters.
They're yours?
I would hope so. As far as I know.
Okay.
Are you raising them? I would hope so. If not, hey, I'd love to stop fitting some of these bills.
No, that's good. What do you have?
I got 3 and 2.
She said, what do you have?
No, I meant gender. Gender.
I got 3 girls, 2 boys.
Okay.
I was a whole in the past life.
No kids.
No kids. Mm-mm. I just was curious because, I'd like to know what you have.
I was a whole in the past life, so hoes get blessed with daughters.
Mm. Like, daughters are pretty amazing.
Yes, until they start having sex and growing breasts. And it's a guy in the interview who can't stop staring at
you. You know what? I'm going to tell you what the problem is. Mm-hmm. The problem is you choose a woman and you go, oh, she's beautiful. Like her. You go, oh, she's beautiful. Then you marry her and then you have daughters that are beautiful too. You should pick a really unattractive
one. Hell no. I don't want my girls to look
then
like
you,
me.
Then you don't have to worry about it.
No.
Your girl's looking like Morris Chestnut.
No. Morris Chestnut would not be a handsome woman. Women should not be handsome.
But you know, I gotta go, guys.
Oh, my bad.
All right, well, make sure you guys go see the movie.
Yes, please go see When the Bow Breaks.
It's Friday.
Yeah, September 9th, When the Bow Breaks.
And on Monday, we're gonna talk about it.
All right.
Okay, good. Yeah, I'm gonna call in and talk to the people who have seen it.
Okay.
And it's in theaters.
No.
It's in theaters nationwide.
Not straight to DVD.
TV One. No, I'm going to see it. We're going to
Are you going to go see it?
Yes.
It's okay. Funny you say, aren't you in a TV One movie, Sheldon?
Absolutely. TV One loves black people. TV One and BET support us.
So does Screen Gems.
All right. It's The Breakfast Club. It's Miss Regina Hall.
Thank you, guys.
The Breakfast Club.
It's about time.
What's going on? Yo.
This is The Rumor Report.
Talk to him.
With Angela Yee on The Breakfast Club.
Well, Chris Brown is maintaining that he is innocent after he got arrested on suspicion.
We believe you, Chris.
Of assault with a deadly weapon. Now, he gave this video exclusively to ABC News. And in it, he is basically talking about what happened when Bailey Curran was at his house and saying that the truth will come out. Check it out.
I cannot wait till the truth comes to light about this incident because, you know, my character's been defaced and who I am as a person and integrity.
I'm glad that all my real supporters know me and they know the truth and they'll see the truth.
Text message purportedly sent by Bailey to a friend. This freak, Chris Brown, is kicking me out of his house because I called his friend's jewelry fake. I'm going to set him up and call the cops and say that he tried to shoot me and that will teach him a lesson.
I mean, Chris's character been defaced when he put the speed knot on Rihanna's forehead and when he threw the chair at Good Morning America. But in this situation, because I deal with people on a case-by-case basis, he's absolutely innocent, I believe.
Mm-hmm. I think so, too.
Well, according to Chris Brown's lawyer, he said there was a search that was done. They went in. They had a description of the piece of jewelry. It was not found in the house. They went in. A gun not found in the house. And they said they also have surveillance cameras on his property that is being investigated. There's no Chris Brown waving a gun, no Bailey looking at a box of jewelry, according to Chris Brown's lawyer. None of that will be in the footage. Now, Chris Brown's next court date is set for September 20th. He still has not been charged.
We believe Chris Brown. In the words of Tommy Buns. Hit it again. Yes.
All right, now, here is Damon Dash. He actually had some comments. He did an interview with Grazia UK, and he says that he feels like Beyonce and Jay-Z should have stood up for Rachel Roy. That's his ex-wife, mother of his children.
Really? Why the hell would they stand up for Rachel Roy?
Well, the whole thing with the Becky with the good hair, you know, the lyric in the song, and then people started attacking her and started attacking his kids and everything. So he says Jay-Z and Beyonce should have stepped up and said something. Adults can go and harass a kid because they were also harassing his kids when the Becky with the good hair lyric came out and Rachel Roy posted her comment and then people went at her. He said anyone who messes with a child is a coward, talking about the Beehive. He said adults can go and harass a kid on behalf of an R&B singer. It was like sexual abuse. The troll should have been put in jail for that. It was crazy.
I definitely agree with Dame Dash about people harassing the kids, but you can't control the internet, okay? You have no control over the internet. They slander who they want to slander. They celebrate who they want to celebrate. The internet is undefeated.
But those who go at kids are cowards.
I totally
Absolutely
agree
positively
with that.
Correct with
you
that.
Think but Beyonce and Jay-Z should have said something like, hey, we're not talking to...
They never said it was about her. They just did a song. They never mentioned her.
No.
The real reason she got thrown in the conversation was because of the post that she put out.
She did it to herself. Yeah, they never mentioned it.
That's what you do with art. You throw your art out there and people come to their own conclusions. I don't have time to be coming out explaining my art. Mm-hmm.
All right, Kanye West, let's talk about his merchandising sales. Now, when I went to his concert, the St. Pablo tour, everybody was online waiting for merchandise. Every time I walked outside, all I saw was long, long lines of people waiting to get
some. You can make that at home. Get you a screen press, some old English letters, a
you
nice
can,
hoodie.
But let's talk about how much he sold. Now, think about this at the Garden in one night, right? Pope Francis held the record for the most merchandise sold. He sold.
Pope Francis Pope got Francis? Merchandise? What the he hell sold. Kind of merchandise Pope Francis got? It better be candles.
He sold $240,000. Okay.
But he sold crosses?
At that same venue, Pope Francis sold $540,000 in Pope-laced gear about a year ago. But how much did Kanye sell?
That sounds crazy.
I need to know what it's Pope
that sounds crazy.
I guess anything
crazy.
Pope-related, okay?
Crosses? And what else?
Could have been T-shirts.
Does Jesus get a percentage of those crosses?
He should.
There's some merchandise. You can see what that looks like.
Bags. The Pope can't sell T-shirts.
Why not? He sells hats.
What does it say? The Pope on it?
Has his logo.
That is crazy. Go ahead.
Well, anyway, how much do you think Kanye sold?
Half a million.
At a show Monday night.
Nah, more than the Pope.
Half a million.
No.
More than that.
More than the Pope. At least
how much
a million.
Did the Pope sell?
$540,000.
Oh, yeah, he did more than the Pope.
Yeah, he did more than the Pope.
$780,000 nice. Worth of merchandise all in one night. So congratulations to Kanye for that.
Hey, drop one of Clues Bomb for Kanye West. I'm telling you, that's one of the most amazing concerts I've ever been to in my life. If not the most amazing.
You ain't see the Pope, though.
I saw St. Pablo, though.
Well, that is your rumor report. I'm Angela Yee.
All right, Missy Charlemagne.
Yes.
We giving that down to you.
Let's talk condoms, okay? Hmm? Something I haven't used in a long, 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 long time.
Me neither.
All right? Let's talk condoms for after the hour.
All right. We'll get into condoms when we come back. Keep it locked on, because the day is on the way. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Charlemagne, say the game. Dunk it out of shape. Charlemagne.
You are a donkey. It's time for Donkey of the Day.
Donkey of the Day does not discriminate.
I might not have the song of the day, but I got the Donkey of the Day.
So if you ever feel I need to be a donkey, man, hit me with the heat.
Yeah, it's The Breakfast Club, bitches.
Who's Donkey of the Day today?
Well, Donkey of the Day for Tuesday, September 6th, goes to Durex, the condom company. This is a prime example of great intention but poor execution. Now, yesterday, Durex announced an eggplant-flavored condom.
Hmm?
Yeah. First of all, I have no idea what eggplant tastes like.
I was going to say, how did the condom taste?
I couldn't pick it out of a taste testing lineup. my tongue has no idea where to begin when it comes to the taste of eggplant. Okay.
Or of condoms, right?
Yeah, never tasted a condom.
I'm
glad you did.
Now, why a condom company thinks that it's an appealing flavor, I have absolutely no idea. Durex announced a new flavor in a tweet yesterday, and of course they added an eggplant emoji. You can't sell something without an emoji nowadays. Doesn't matter if it's music or condoms, okay? Now, for those who aren't up on all the slang social media provides, the eggplant emoji is used in messages to refer to a male's penis.
Whoa.
All right? I'm sure some of the inspiration for this was the infamous Eggplant Fridays when guys used to pose with boxer briefs and sweatpants on and show off their bulge. I could never partake in that, number one, because that's lame, and number two, I don't have a bulge. I'm a grower, not a shower, okay? You see me fresh out the shower, the size of my penis can be misinterpreted.
All right, TMI.
Misconstrued.
Okay.
All right? So Eggplant Fridays was never
for
me. All right? Now, when I read this, I already knew what this is. And this is some older people working at Durex saying to themselves, we have to promote the kids. And research says kids like emojis. And my point was proven when Durex released a statement saying emojis are a crucial part of how young couples connect. And research suggests that the creation of official safe sex emojis are vital to inserting messages around protection into their sexual conversations. So they came up with this eggplant gimmick. And yes, I said gimmick because the whole thing was a hoax. Let's go to CNBC for the report, please.
Durex announcing a new flavor for a serious reason. In a tweet, the company used an eggplant emoji to say it would release an eggplant-favored condom. But it was all a hoax. Durex says the post was part of its campaign to get a condom emoji introduced so young couples would talk about safe sex. In November, Durex launched its campaign calling for the world's first official safe sex condom emojis. The bottom line, the battle is on for a condom emoji.
Now, if Durex wanted a safe sex condom emoji, why not create a petition for a safe sex condom emoji? Better yet, what is the point of this terrible eggplant marketing campaign to get guys to have safe sex? Are people really out here being that reckless that Durex has to create eggplant-flavored hoaxes to raise awareness for condom use? And furthermore, since when are guys picky about what condoms they use? I'm married, so raw is life for me, but when I was out in these streets, it didn't matter what kind of condom you had or what flavor it was. You
perhaps just a Hennessy-flavored condom.
That would definitely work, but it just doesn't matter. You just want a condom to make sure you don't get STDs. You don't want to get a chick pregnant, and also because the worst feeling in the world is a chick wanting to give you some and you don't have a rubber. Mm-hmm. Okay, I've been in those positions growing up, and I tried sandwich bags, Saran wrap, pieces of a trash bag.
Oh my goodness!
Oh, we improvise when there's no condoms around, so I don't understand.
That sounds like an infection waiting to happen.
Disgusting.
I'm just saying, I don't understand the reach on Durex's part. All you had to say, Durex, was, "Look, we want an emoji for safe sex." Better yet, you guys are a $100 million company. Buy a safe sex emoji, create one, and offer it for free download. Okay? Eggplant flavored condoms aren't appealing, and using condoms aren't appealing. Nobody wants to admit it, but raw sex isn't the safest, but it feels the best. So when you mix two unappealing things, like the flavor of an eggplant and condom use, you make people want to stay away from Durex altogether. And running people away from a product defeats the whole purpose of a marketing campaign, doesn't it? Please hit Durex with some of those smooth sounds in the Hamiltones, please.
You are the donkey of the day. You are the donkey of the day. Yeehaw.
You should actually try it before you give your opinion, though.
No, right. And number one, I said today's September 6th. It's actually September 7th. Also, number two, yes, wear condoms, kids, but get married so you don't have to wear them.
There you go.
Or if you already got an STD that's uncurable, get with somebody else who has it, too, and then you, too, can enjoy unprotected sex.
Okay. All right.
Well, then.
Thank you for that donkey today, sir.
Mm-hmm.
When we come back,
I guess their marketing plan worked.
Yeah, because we're talking about it. 800-585-1051. If you have a question for Yee, call her right now. Again, 800-585-1051. Ask Yee is next.
Can I ask you a random question?
Me?
Yes. What flavor condom would make you taste it, if not eggplant?
I haven't used condoms in so long.
Why are you answering this question? Why, my nigga? Why are you answering this question?
You're right.
Why you ran right? Why are you not thinking? Are you not thinking?
You didn't listen.
She looked you right in the eye and said, let me ask you a question.
What
flavor condom would you taste? And you answer it. Why? Let me ask you that. Did you even think about that?
Nope.
That's what happens when you got a beige brain.
No, I haven't.
Yeah, just don't even say nothing. Right. Just hush. Power down.
All right. Ask Yee is next. 800-585-1051. If you would like to talk to Angela Yee, you can call her right now. She'll help you out with all your problems, your situations, whatever's going on in your relationship. Call her now and shout to all the kids heading to school. Good morning. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. DJ Khaled. Yeah. Uh-huh. That was Notorious B.I.G. We're Hypnotized. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. It's time for Ask Yee, 800-585-1051. What line you want to go to, Yee?
Let's do line two, please.
Line two. Hello, who's this?
Tracy.
What's your question for Yee?
Okay, my question for you is, me and my boyfriend, we've been together for about a year.
Okay.
And he's talked marriage a couple of times. During the time that we were dating, I bought a house.
Mm-hmm.
Before we get married, should I talk about a prenup and how I go about doing that?
Okay, has he proposed yet?
No, but he talks about getting married and call me wifey. He wants to get married next year.
Okay, I think it's very fair to have a prenup. Now, what people think prenup means that I'm going to leave you with nothing, it's not going to last, but really it's just a contract to ensure that you're both taken care of, just in the case of something unfortunate happening and things not working out down the line for whatever reason, and you can put anything in that prenup that you want. So there's things that I'm sure he's going to want to protect, just like there's things you want to protect, like your house, okay? So I think when you tell him, because maybe he wants a prenup too. So maybe it's worth you bringing it up to him. Like, well, how do you feel about a prenup? Is that something you think you want to have? And maybe he'll say yes, and then good to go. If he has an issue with it, say, well, you know, I do feel like I want to make sure we're both good just in case anything that we could never have predicted should happen.
Okay.
I think people hear prenup and they think it's a bad word. But really, in a prenup, you get to you make your own terms.
And if he doesn't want to sign it?
If you're willing to get married without it, then the decision's on you.
Okay.
You know, but,
okay.
You know, it just leads to sometimes a lot of complications should things happen later on down the line. But I understand it's a difficult topic to bring up because for some people, they feel like that's saying, oh, it's not going to work out. So when it doesn't work, this is what happens, you know. But sometimes there's things that you could never in a million years think would go down. So that's why people get prenups. Protect yourself. If it's important to you and if it's going to last forever, then that piece of paper won't mean anything anyway.
Okay, thank you.
No problem.
That's a good question, Yee, because if my son was getting married, I would tell my son he has to have a prenup.
Right.
But if it was my daughter and some man told my daughter that she needed a prenup, I don't know if I would be, like, don't marry him.
Well, it wouldn't really be your business. It would be her. As your daughter, if she was the one getting married.
It ain't a prenup.
I think people have to stay out of it. It's your, you know, it's somebody's own personal thing. If she wants a prenup, she has every right to ask for that. Like, for myself, you know, I have a house that I own. I have several properties.
So you want a prenup if you got married?
I have several properties that I own. And yes, I think that would be the smart thing to do. And if I'm with somebody and they have more than me and they feel like they want that and I have what I have no problem with saying whatever we have before.
It feels like
we
going into a marriage already with a negative.
But isn't a prenup just what you make it? Like, isn't
it
just
any contract you want it to be?
It is what you make it.
Yeah. Right. I mean, I don't think there's anything wrong with it. I don't think there's anything wrong with not getting one.
Okay.
But I do think that if one party wants to get one and it's you protecting your own assets and they're protecting whatever assets they have. You know, ugly things happen that you have no idea will go down, and we've seen it happen all the time.
I've been with my wife since 1998. We've been married for 2 years. I don't have a prenup because if God forbid something bad happens and we don't end up together, she deserves whatever she gets.
Right.
I'm be honest with you.
I agree with
she
you.
She can't have it all. I'm not going to say have it all. I need a little
But she's
something.
Been with this guy for 1 year.
Yeah, true. All right, well,
you know,
ask you.
I do feel like y'all have been together since you were teenagers.
Yeah, I mean,
you guys made everything together anyway.
Absolutely. 800-585-1051. Ask Ye. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
She was with you.
That was Bryson Tiller with Don't. Morning, everybody. It's DJ MV Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. Now we're in the middle of Ask Ye, 800-585-1051. What's your question for Ye? Call us now. Ye, what line are we going to?
Calling number 4.
All right. Hello, who's this?
Chris. From Norfolk, Virginia.
Hey, what's up, bro? What's your question for Ye?
I'm a general manager down at a dealership in Chesapeake, Virginia.
Mm-hmm.
I've been with the company now for about 8 years.
Okay.
I've worked my way up from selling cars, $5,000 a month, but, you know, now I'm making, on average, about $16,000 a
month. That's great. Congratulations.
Well, it's not so great now because I think I'm training my replacement, believe it or not.
Mm.
So you think you're about to get fired?
Yes. It's for no other reason that I can think of besides the color of my skin.
Really?
I'm the only African-American general manager within the whole company.
Mm-hmm.
The company has, you know, well over probably, what, like 30 stores from Virginia on up to Maryland. My numbers are great. Every month we have a meeting with all the GMs from the different stores, and, you know, they check, you know, what you're averaging per copy.
Right.
You know, I'm averaging about, you know, $3,000 a copy for every car I sell.
Okay. So why do you think you're getting fired? Is it because they have you training somebody?
Yeah, I'm training this white guy that's about 15 years older than me. Initially, they told me they was going to bring him in as a finance manager, which, you know, does all the paperwork after you buy your car, you know, tries to sell you warranties and everything.
Right.
Everything I've been showing them is, you know, pretty much what I did.
So you think not only are they about to get rid of you, but they also have you training the person that is going to replace you?
Yes, because I know a lot. I learned a lot. I got a lot of different techniques I use.
Mm-hmm. Now, saying that you have great numbers and when you have these meetings, nobody has anything negative to say. You have things like in writing, like emails with them praising your work. Have you?
Yeah, my sales agents, they love me. I mean, I got, you know, I take these guys out to eat. You know, I help them out. You know, if they need gas, put in their car till they get paid.
Do you think perhaps you're being a bit paranoid? Maybe they do have something.
No. And let me tell you why. I mean, when you've been doing this long and, you know, you got these, I mean, you spend more time at work than you do with your family here.
Mm-hmm.
You know, average work week to me is like 65 hours. I work every Saturday. You hear whispers.
Okay.
And, you know, I've been hearing from people that I trust that's, you know, well connected with the
ownership.
And
they're telling you that they're planning to let you go but they have no reason why.
No reason. I think I got the reason.
Because you have the color of your skin?
Yes.
Okay. Well, I would say a few things. Clearly, if you feel like that's the situation, then you would have a lawsuit. on your hands if you so choose to. Because if you have emails with them saying how great you're doing and you have numbers to back that up, then there would be no justification for them firing you. If you can say you're the only black person that works there and all of a sudden you're getting fired, then that's definitely a lawsuit. But you've been there long enough and you have strong enough relationships that you should be able to go to whoever is your person that's above you and find out what's going on.
Well, good luck to you, sir.
I would definitely schedule a meeting, bring in all of my numbers, all the facts, and say, hey, this is what I have going on. I just wanted to find out what you guys think of my performance. I know I'm training somebody. You know, I just want to find out what my future is here, just so you can get that, get some things in writing, so in case you do have to pursue something, you have it.
Great advice, Yee. 800-585-1051. If you can't get through to the phone lines, you can always email her. BreakfastClubAM@gmail.com. All right. And we got rumors on the way, Yee?
Yes, let's talk about who is writing a book. He's been very successful lately. And this might be an interesting book for you guys to read. Also, who was planning on getting divorced and then all of a sudden changed their mind? And now I guess maybe they're trying to work it out.
All right. All that and more. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Listen.
All the gossip. The rumor report.
Gossip.
With Angela Yee.
It's the rumor report.
The Breakfast Club.
Well, it's going down today. That's right. It is Fashion Week, and Kanye is going to have his show, his Yeezy season four fashion show. And you can actually, if you can't make it, live stream it on Tidal.
Where's he doing it today, this time?
I'm not sure.
Last year he did it at the Garden.
At the Garden, right. So, wait, hold on. I might have some details for you because I was trying to figure out where it was at. I didn't even realize it was today, but it's going to be at 3. So if you have Tidal, you can actually stream the whole thing.
Okay.
And if you don't have Tidal, you can only get a 1-minute preview. So that's how it works.
Okay.
Are you planning to go? Because I know.
No, I can't make it. Usually I love to go to those things. Kanye usually releases the dope sneakers. You see the new colorways and even the boots, which I don't wear, but a lot of people wear the boots. The clothes are just really oversized. They're like very, very big. Like
actually, they had some of it at the Barney's Warehouse sale.
They did.
Yeah, they had a lot of it.
Wow.
I saw that there. See, it doesn't say where it is. Now, all we know is that it is supposed to be in New York City.
Might be a private event then. But last year it was open to the public. This one is just private. You got to watch it on Tidal.
And people were upset about the fact that they were looking for models with, it says, multiracial women only wearing no makeup. Mm. That was the casting call.
So. Okay.
We'll see about that. What does that mean? Halle Berry and Olivier Martinez, they were supposed to be getting divorced. They both filed divorce papers. Well, it turns out now they have decided to, I guess, give it another go. They're not going to make the divorce final. They want to stay married. And they're saying Halle Berry is not convinced that she wants to get divorced. She still thinks that Olivier Martinez could work out. He might change, especially his anger management. She does think that the marriage could work if he gets over that.
Well, she's still in love, so hopefully they get it together and do work it out.
I mean, she really also doesn't want to get a third divorce. I know they recently posted pictures of her wearing her bikini and everything.
Oh, they were loving that picture.
Looks,
yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm. To think she's 50 years old and she looks incredible.
So absolutely.
Congratulations to Halle on still keeping it together.
Mm-hmm.
All right, DJ Khaled, he is putting out a book. Okay, we talked about a lot of things he's been doing. Obviously, we follow him, his motivational posts.
He is winning this year,
boy. On Snapchat, his DJing, his everything. His finger-licking restaurants. Well, he said his book is coming. Now, he didn't give up a lot of details about it, but, you know, I assume...
It's available for pre-order now. I saw it on Amazon the other day. It's called Major Key, right?
I don't know what it's called.
He did that book fast, boy.
He was just on with Kelly Ripa on the morning show live.
I saw that. I actually always thought that would have been a good idea for it to be live with Kelly and Khaled, but they had Khaled DJing. Like, he wasn't, like... A host on it.
No.
She actually said he should do a book, and he said the book is coming. So he didn't give up a lot of details about it.
It's available for pre-order. It's called Major Key.
When does it come out?
November, if I'm not mistaken.
All right, so it's done.
Yeah, book is done.
I guess. Mm-hmm.
Written already?
I'm sure it is. It don't take long. Mine will be out in March if anybody cares. Just throwing that out there.
How Cali got his before you? Major Keys.
Major Keys, absolutely.
All right, well, Chris Brown has responded. He gave an exclusive video to ABC News, and he is defending himself in these allegations against him. Here's what he said.
I cannot wait till the truth comes to light about this incident because, you know, my character's been defaced and who I am as a person and integrity.
I'm glad that all my real supporters know me and they know the truth and they'll see the truth.
Text message purportedly sent by Bailey to a friend. This freak, Chris Brown, is kicking me out of his house because I called his friend's jewelry fake. I'm going to set him up and call the cops and say that he tried to shoot me, and that will teach him a lesson.
Well, they do still have to prove that text message is real, but he is due back in court September 20th. Chris Brown has not been formally charged yet over the incident. Bailey Curran is still standing by her initial claims, and she did hand her cell phone over to authorities. Now, according to Chris Brown's lawyer, there's surveillance footage, and on that footage, there's no Chris Brown waving a gun. There's no Bailey looking at a box of jewelry. They didn't find that description of the piece of jewelry she said she was looking at in the house. They didn't find a gun in the house, none of that. So
he has to press charges on her.
I believe you, see, Breezy.
He has to press charges on her. False report. Absolutely.
All right, well, that is your rumor report. I'm Angela Yee.
And salute to all the parents out there suffering from parental paranoia because their kids went back
to school today. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, my daughter started a new school today. So I was on the phone just now.
Because,
you know, you want to be there the first day.
That's
of school,
right, you want to talk to
her. But we can't be because we do morning radio. So, you know.
I almost took off today. Today is my daughter's first day.
Why you ain't telling me? We could have took off for that.
I was about to do
it. Yeah, but so was my daughter's first day today, too.
What daughter?
I have a fake kid, so when things happen and I don't want to go, I just blame it on my child.
You could have one, but you want to buy Plan B all the time. So.
next year.
And Khaled's book is called The Keys, by the way.
Okay. Yep. All right. Now, when we come back, we got the People's Choice Mix. You want to hear something? 800-585-1051 at DJ Envy or Graham or Twitter. And shout out to our family at Revolt. We'll see you guys tomorrow. People's Choice Mix is up next.